Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Wednesday show. And have we got an interesting situation for you today? How about this? We'll start with the good news. Good news is that you're here, and we're so thankful that you're here. Thanks for being a part of our morning. And I don't say that because it's like the pleasant thing to say. Genuinely, very thankful that you show up with us every single morning. The 6 o'clock club is like an unrivaled group. So thank you for being here. Some of y'all have done this for almost 5 years now. So thank you for doing that. Check in. If you're up, you're checking out Mix 106.5 this morning, text us 410-583-1065 and we'll shout you out. It's that easy. Matthew the movie star, what's up? Good morning. Badass Barbie from Baltimore, hi. There's Anthony from Catonsville's checking in. We got Debbie from Street. Chris Z, what's up, Chris? Good morning. Tara's up with us from Jessup. Hi, Tara. BTSC is here. Mac the bus driver's checking in. Randy, what's up, Randy? Randy Narbutus checking in. Terrence, good morning. Karen and Amber, Kinder Care ladies. Were you guys here day one? I feel like you were been here literally since the first show we ever did. Kathy in Parkville, Magic Mike, what's up, Terry? John and Cheryl and Lee, what's up, Veronica? Good morning. We got Marguerite. We got Connie from Abingdon. So if you're here, check in. You're already part of the club. 410-583-1065. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
So, all right. So I'm going to not BS you this early in the morning because it's what you deserve. Jess is out sick today. And typically this wouldn't be a massive issue. Like, it always sucks without Jess, I know. But tomorrow and Friday is the radiothon for Johns Hopkins Children's Center. You know, it's like our busiest, literally the most two important days. Like, everything else can go awry any other day.
Yeah.
But if tomorrow and Friday don't go well, it's actually really detrimental. So Jess texted, and Jess has not been feeling well. If you listen to the show, Jess has not been feeling well, God, for a week or more now.
Yeah, I think so.
And she texted last night, being like, "Hey, like, I've got this really bad migraine again. I'm feeling sick, and I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it." We're like, "Okay, well, like, maybe, you know, for those that have migraines, you know, maybe by the morning you'll feel fine, yeah, right?" And I'm like, "Come on, Jess, you can do this." And then she texts about 3:30, being like, "Man, I can't make it in today." And I'm like, "Yo, that's fine. Today we're fine.
Yeah.
The crew can hold it down today. Tomorrow, Friday, the crew cannot hold it down.
We're manifesting that she has a miraculous recovery by tomorrow. Bro, we need our Jess.
Like, put your prayers on hold for a second. Whatever's going on in your life, you pray for. And just pray for whatever you do that we get Jess Dutra back in shape by tomorrow. Because if not, it's going to be really, really bad. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. And this is just me freaking out with you. But here's what I'm going to say. Number one, pray, good vibes, good thoughts, whatever. We need that. Number two is, yo, this radiothon, it's such a beast. Even when everybody's feeling well, it's a beast. So please, starting tomorrow at this time, like, find it in your heart. Know that no matter what, even if Jess is here, she ain't going to be at 100%. Mm. So, like, we got to show up this year. We got to show up. We got to show up with these kids. We got to, like, come in, like, full force and, like, get it done. So today you got me. You got Crames behind the wheel. You got Charlotte over here who's got at least 2 months of experience at this. So
hasn't it been more? I don't know.
Maybe three. So just, you know, pray for us, too. Just pray for us. All right.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, Jess is out, so our good friend Charlotte is in today for the top three.
Number three.
Camden Yards has earned a spot among USA Today's top ballpark food. We ranked number 9 in leaderboard for the best ballpark food put together by USA Today. Number 3 was Lone Depot Park in Miami. followed by Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City at number two and Citi Field, Queens, New York at number one. They said about Oriole Park at Camden Yards that there's a really good representation of the local food scene there. You can get your classic ballpark fare, such as pit beef sandwiches, gourmet hot dogs, and loaded fries, but you can also get Maryland seafood specialties, such as crab mac and cheese. Yeah. And they just recently released the Birdland Value Menu, which is coming in 2025 season, which includes $4 hot dogs, $4 pretzel bites. It looks really good.
It's solid. I mean, Camden Yards is solid. I don't think nine is braggadocious, though. Like, I think we should do better than that, right?
I think we should be higher.
Because think about it. I just had to Google this. Don't feel like I knew this off the top of my head. There's 30 MLB ballparks. Mm. So, like, we're nine. It's like, I give that like a B minus at that point, which like we deserve better. Honestly, Camden Yards got great food. It's top notch.
Crab mac and cheese at the ballpark. Come on.
Number two.
McDonald's is celebrating its 50th anniversary of the Egg McMuffin with new deals and menu items. So in 1975, the Egg McMuffin was introduced by a franchisee named Herb Peterson in Santa Barbara, California. So thank you, Herb. It has become obviously the main fixture of the breakfast menu. Sure. But his idea initially was to have a to-go version of the diner classic Eggs Benedict, which I kind of see.
Yeah.
So starting on Sunday, March 2nd, you can get through the McDonald's app an Egg McMuffin or Sausage McMuffin for only $1. And then between the March 3rd and 30th, you can get a buy one, get one free Sausage McMuffin with egg when ordering delivery. So there's a lot of good deals coming up, and you're also going to be able to get bagel sandwiches from now on for the first time ever.
Solid. Number one.
British musicians have released a silent album to protest plans to let AI use their work. A new album called Is This What We Want features a pretty all-star list of musicians, 1,000 musicians, sorry, and the whole album is the sound of silence. You've got contributions, quote, from artists including Kate Bush, Annie Lennox, and Cat Stevens. And this album came out Tuesday to protest proposed British changes to AI laws that would erode artists' creative control. They have to opt out specifically, or basically all their copyrighted material is going to be used to train AI.
It's getting weird, right? Like, is anybody else?
It's getting a little scary.
Are you like seeing stuff and like you really, at first I'm like, oh, that's clearly AI. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I could really tell the difference. But now, man, some of this stuff that I either see online, like some of the stuff that I hear, some of the stuff that like they're putting together for radio stations right now, I'm like, yo, that's creepy. So yeah. I was an artist like that. I mean, I'm even worried for the show, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I don't blame them. Like, cool, truly a silent protest, you know?
Yeah, and profits will be donated to the musicians' charity, Help Musicians. Yeah, this whole thing is crazy. I just saw someone I knew from a band in Philly just posted asking for help on Facebook because an AI artist copied all their music and put it out on Spotify. Sad, so man. Scary. Yeah.
All right, there goes Charlotte. That's your top three for this morning. Hi. Okay, I'm going to give you a list of the top most hated foods in Maryland, and you tell me if you love any of these. That's basically what they did. They went through and they said, okay, let's go through all the foods that people hate. And let's figure out what percentage of people, of these most hated foods, what percentage of people actually like these items. Okay,
I'm excited to hear this.
We'll go through these. Number five, putting pineapple on pizza. Putting pineapple on pizza. Technically, it's not really a food. I guess it is pineapple. But it's not just specifically pineapple, but pineapple on pizza. To me, it's always seemed unnecessary. It's like, why do we have it here? It's a little too sweet for my liking. Mm-hmm. I could see why it ended up on the list of most hated foods for Maryland.
I'm kind of indifferent. I don't
take it or leave it.
It doesn't fill me with rage, but I'm not going out of my way to eat it.
If any of these enrage you, we need to know that
too. Yeah.
Number four, oysters. Now, 35% of people, by the way, love them. Even though they're one of the most hated foods here, 35% of people in Maryland. See, I will totally down an oyster right now. Listen, I've never, to be fair, I've never had one. I've never had one, but the idea of that going like down my throat, not into it.
I just have a firm rule that like if I'm eating meat, I shouldn't have to slurp it.
We're not slurping. We're not slurping.
Yeah, that one's kind of upsetting. Who likes oysters?
Number three is black licorice. Okay, number three most hated food in the state, black licorice. So if you like black licorice, you're only 16% of the population. I've always said black licorice is not that bad. I feel like by now you just have to say that you hate black licorice. I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying it shouldn't get the amount of hate that it gets. It's fine. It's a little bitter, but it's fine, you know?
I disagree.
You hate it? Like,
I don't like it.
When's the last time you had it?
Like a long time ago, because I'm not going to suffer.
Refresh your memory. Next time you see black licorice, just try. It's not as bad as you think. Number two is blue cheese.
I'm a blue cheese truther.
I love blue cheese.
Yeah, me too.
I could mess with it, but man, even though I'm vegan, like if there's a vegan blue cheese, like I would, I don't know. I mess with blue cheese, man. 27% of people in the state love it. They love it, even though that most people say they hate it. The number one most hated food in this state, and well-deserved, anchovies.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just have a second with that.
Yeah.
Because
moment of silence.
Yeah. There's 13% of people in the state that love anchovies. Yo, what? It's the process of it. You get to open that little can like sideways, which is weird. And then, yo, I even found out that Caesar salad dressing is made of anchovies. And I was like, can't do it anymore, man.
Yeah.
Just can't do it. Who in the world likes anchovies? And we found her, Nurse Yvonne.
Good morning.
Good morning. You love anchovies.
Yeah, I love anchovies. I grew up in a town in Germany where seafood and any of those things is a very prevalent thing on our meals.
Mm-hmm.
So I would eat them on salad, on bread. It didn't matter. It was just a very common thing we ate, and I just love them.
Straight up, you'd open a can of sardines, pop that bad boy on there, or just would you eat it right, like just by itself?
Absolutely by themselves.
Oh, God. Do you get other people giving you attitude about this too? Because I feel like as Maryland's most hated food, I would have to imagine that people, when you're just over here eating a sardine by itself, are giving you attitude about this.
So admittedly, I eat them at home, not at work.
Wait, is it because you feel embarrassed?
No, it's just something that I eat at home a lot of times for dinner.
Okay. I didn't know if you like felt guilty. Now I'm starting to feel bad over here. I'm like, are we bullying you out of sardines?
I don't get nobody can bully me, on the things that I eat. I don't care.
Nobody can bully me over my sardines, y'all. That's the life lesson of today's show for sure.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000
Yo, let's go. This is our last game of February. Let's make this one really good. Today we're playing caller number 10. Who's this?
Jill and Olivia.
Jill, Olivia. Ladies, how are we?
Good.
Good. Welcome to the game. You're caller 10.
Yay.
What's the relationship here? Jill is what to Olivia?
Her mother.
Your mother. Well, hi, guys. Welcome. Welcome.
On the way to school.
What school do we go to? Can we shout them out?
Carver High School.
There we go. Shout out. Y'all, let's play this game. Jess is not here today, so you just got me. And I promise you, I gave you the easiest question we've had in this game ever for question number three. So you're welcome for this. If you're new, this is a 7-question trivia game. In 60 seconds, if these two ladies can knock it out, they get $1,000 in free Dash In gas. But if you get one wrong, if you mispronounce one, or if you take longer than 60 seconds, we got to toss you out. If you pass on one, which you can pass on any of these questions, and we'll come back at the end if we've got time. Okay? Are we ready?
Ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash In gas starts
Question number one, how many days of the week start with an S or an M?
3.
Correct. Question number two, what is the name of the ship for the Pirates of the Caribbean? Question number three, what does a question sentence end with?
Question mark.
Correct. Question number four. Which singer had the massive hit in 2013 with Royals? The song Royals?
Pass.
Question number five. A Virgin Mary is a Bloody Mary without which ingredient?
Pass. Vodka.
Correct. Question number six. Helsinki is a city in which country? Helsinki.
Pass.
Question number seven. Euphoria is a perfume by which designer?
Pass.
Question number two. Well, we're going to run out of time right there. All right. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. But let's get back over some of these. Olivia, you there? Can Olivia hear me?
I can hear you.
What's up, Olivia? How do you feel like we did today?
I think we did all right.
Okay. The name of the pirate ship of the Pirates of the Caribbean is the Black Pearl, by the way. The song Royals is by Lorde. That was question number four. Which singer had the massive hit in 2013 with Royals? That's Lorde. Helsinki. Come on, Olivia. Where's Helsinki? I didn't know where this was either. We looked this one up to make it kind of hard today.
You got Finland.
It's Finland. Yeah, it's Finland. There you go. And this one was tough. Euphoria is a perfume by Calvin Klein. So, hey, it's all good, y'all. It's all good. Hopefully it was fun. Tomorrow we're off for Radiothon. Tomorrow, Friday, we're off for the Johns Hopkins Children's Center Radiothon. We'll be back Monday. We're going to bring back seven more questions and a chance to win another $1,000 in free gas. Okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling. Thanks for playing. And thank you to Dashin, by the way, too, man. There's gasoline, then there's top-tier performance gasoline. That's what they got at Dashin. So stop by, try their gas.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. We got a list of the cheapest and most expensive U.S. airports to fly out of, recently released by the Department of Transportation. So the cheapest U.S. airport is Florida's Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International.
Yeah.
Average outbound flight is $252 there.
Okay.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
As someone that
Florida,
has traveled recently,
yeah,
would you
pretty
say?
Cheap. It's pretty cheap to travel to and from Florida.
And then the most pricey it's a local one. It is, drum roll, DC's Washington Dulles International Airport.
Wow. I'm surprised by that. I'm surprised that Dulles came so high. I found some cheaper flights out of Dulles than BWI.
Hmm. Interesting.
Is that typical with you too? Like if you travel, do you, because sometimes people say like it's easy, it's like cheaper to go down to one of the DC airports and stay up here in Baltimore. Do you find that Dulles is usually more expensive? Because I think I only go down there when it seems cheaper. You can text us and let us know.
Number two.
Adobe is bringing a free Photoshop app to phones, trying to court a younger generation. On Tuesday, Adobe said that it is bringing the Photoshop app to mobile phones for the first time. It'll offer both a free version and a pay version for the lowest cost yet of the app ever available, at $7.99 per month. The free version has already come out for iPhone, and an Android version is coming soon. Do you use Photoshop?
I do, but it's kind of scary that it's like available to everyone now. Do you ever feel like you scroll social media and you're like, damn, everybody looks so fake now.
Yeah.
Everyone's so filtered and so, like, now we're adding another filtered app to this. Don't get me wrong, I filter all my pictures, but like, it's fine. I mean, it's we're not going to get out of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not just going to be like all of a sudden be like, let's just stop editing our photos. Like it's not going to happen. So
I guess I'm more excited for like the creative aspects be available as opposed to like touch-ups.
Yep.
But
number one.
Box office giant Moana 2 is finally coming to streaming. The sequel film, which was initially meant to go directly to streaming, but instead went to box offices and theaters and became a global blockbuster, is finally coming to Disney Plus. 105 days after debuting, it will premiere on March 12th. This movie is one of the biggest animated films of all time. It took in $458 million in the United States, $1.5 billion worldwide. I actually haven't seen the sequel yet. Have you?
I didn't. I don't think I saw the original Moana, to be honest with you.
What?
But I didn't hear good things about the sequel. Have you seen it? Like, would you recommend it to us? All right, there goes Charlotte. That's our top three. And Jess, hopefully all things go well back tomorrow.
Yes, thanks for bearing with me, y'all.
Children, Listen to your Uncle Kramer real close. I really need your help. We are struggling today, man. Jess is out. Tomorrow is Radiothon. There's a lot going on. If we've ever needed kids to save the show, it's literally today.
We need the serotonin.
Please. Call us with your funny jokes. We got to start kid jokes, and we really desperately need you for this one, okay?
My name is Alexis, and where I'm calling from is Brooklyn Park, Maryland, and my joke is, why is dark spelled with a K and not a C?
Why is dark spelled with a K and not a C? All right, let's get into this.
It's time for kid jokes.
Yeah, usually I can lean on Jess and be like, yo, Jess, you're so crazy for not knowing these answers. And today I don't have that. So luckily I've got Charlotte I can lean on and tell her she doesn't know the answers.
Make fun of me instead.
I can look smart. Yo, this is Kid Jokes. If you've never been here for this before, basically we need every funny kid in the state of Maryland to call our Kid Joke hotline. Like literally, maybe you've never done this before. Please call today. 855-KID-JOKE. 855-KID-JOKE. You tell us your funniest joke on the voicemail, and then we, as educated adults, do you have a college degree in Charlotte? You do,
don't
you? That's right. So two college-educated adults try to solve these. Alexis, I'm sorry. It was what?
Why is dark spelled with a K and not a C?
All right. Why was dark spelled with K and not a C? This has to do with something, I'm sure, about, like, not being able to see part of the word. If you don't have...
This is so philosophical.
I know. And I feel like with... I'm trying to like channel my inner Jess right now. Like Jess would just give me like a... she just goes for it. Because you can't... because the dark... Because darks can't see
because
like...
Because you can't see in the dark.
Boom, because you can't see in the dark. See, can't
we literally
see
said it, but we didn't put it
dark
together. Okay.
This is harder.
That was good.
855 kid joke.
My name is Brinley. I'm 11 and I'm from Nottingham, Maryland. And my joke is, why did a square become a circle?
Damn it. Where's the chicken in the chicken cross the road today?
It wanted to embrace its curves.
Why? Oh.
I don't know.
I like that. Why did a square become a circle? Because it wanted to embrace its curves, Charlotte.
Maybe it was body positive.
Charlotte on this one.
It cut corners.
Cut corners.
Oh, okay.
Cut corners. All right.
Yeah.
We got to get at least one of these right today.
Yeah, come on.
855 kid joke. Come on. If you're a funny kid, call us, tell us your joke, and we'll try to solve it.
Hi, my name is Sophia. I'm 7 years old, and my joke is, why did the otter cross the road?
Okay, thank you. This is what we needed. We need a good old cross the road joke. Okay.
Yes.
Why'd the otter cross the road? Otter. Because he's otter, because he was otter than the chicken. He's otter.
He was otterly determined to get to the other side.
You're doing too much.
To get to the otter side.
Oh, the otter side.
Close.
Okay. 855, kid joke.
Hi, my name's Penny. I'm 11 and I'm from Westminster. And my joke is, why do scientists not trust atoms?
Why do scientists not trust atoms? Now, let me tell you, my brain goes immediately. This goes into like atom, like the name. Instead of like atoms, like adums. Because all the atoms in the world are shady.
Something about the Garden of Eden. Adam's
lie. Okay, Adam and Eve. Maybe something with Eve. Why do they not trust Adam?
I feel like we're so incorrect.
Because they make up everything.
Oh, Adams, because they make up everything.
Okay, well, joke.
Sure,
I like it.
Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. Right now, though, it is a Maryland favorite. We call this to bay or not to bay.
To bay or not to bay. That is the Maryland question.
There is nothing that true Marylanders love more than the spice of the gods, which has been entitled Old Bay here on Earth.
okay.
Too dramatic?
A little.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We We found out about Old Bay when we first moved here. I never heard of it.
Yeah, it's bizarre. No, I feel like if you're not in Maryland, you don't understand how dope Old Bay is. And that was the first thing everybody told us. You have to try Old Bay, one. And two, you can put it on anything. So that's how this segment was created, because we wanted to test that theory.
Can you put it on anything and it's good?
No.
That's the rumor. And what we found out from the last year of doing this is the answer is no.
Yeah, you can.
No. So we take some items that you traditionally probably wouldn't Old Bay. Mm-hmm. We put Old Bay on it. Is it better or worse with it? Jess, our item this week.
So yesterday was National Ice Cream Sandwich Day, and tomorrow is Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. So I felt that it was only right to do a chocolate chip cookie ice cream sandwich with Old Bay.
A chip witch, if you will.
A chip witch.
A chip witch.
That's what it's called, actually.
Okay. So we've done ice cream before. Mm-hmm. We've done cookies before.
But we've never done an ice cream sandwich.
We've never
before.
Put all the flavors together.
No.
To figure out if you take a chip witch.
Mm-hmm. And you put Old Bay on it.
This is so many flavors combined.
It's a lot.
Is it bad? Well, take a normal bite of the chip witch first. Just to
never had this before, by the way.
Give you a little taste of the. It's good, right? It's solid. It's like all the favorites.
I mean, that's just heaven. So
yeah.
That's just fantastic.
So now, is a chip witch better if we were to add some Old Bay to it? Jess will be the judge of this for you.
Mm-hmm.
Take the other side. Pour a little.
Sprinkling. Yeah. Make sure we got the chocolate chips, the cookie, and the ice cream in there.
Okay.
Here we go.
Chip witch with Old Bay.
Wait.
You like it?
I actually really like that.
Remind me, a couple weeks we did vanilla ice cream, right?
Yeah.
You were a fan, yeah?
I was a fan. But I feel like, because obviously this is very, very sweet with the cookie and the chocolate chips and the ice cream. And the Old Bay kind of balances it out.
Wow.
To where it's actually very, very tasty.
Unexpected.
Unexpected and pleasantly surprised.
Okay, so there you go. At least you know when it comes to ice cream sandwiches. Or chip witches. Mm-hmm. Probably both. You could do it interchangeably.
Right.
We're going to say it's to bay this week. Does every woman test their man to see if he still cares about you? Mm-hmm. Like, is that a thing that women do? Jess is out today. She'd actually be really good advice. Charlotte, who works behind the scenes, you'll have to step in with yours. And you too. Honestly, like any woman that has feedback on this, please give this to me. I'm talking. It's like low-key talking to somebody. And let me tell you how low-key this is. It's only happening on Instagram, okay? So the conversation came up to where we were talking about where, like, dating gets confusing because, like, you want to know where you stand with people, right?
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person, like, are we into each other? Are we not?
Right.
So she starts back with me after we're talking about this, and she goes, yeah, I just like to know where people stand, too. I've actually tested guys before to see if they actually care.
Okay.
And of course, at this point, I'm like,
do tell.
I'm sorry. I said tested ? She goes, oh, just little things. Like I won't text back for a couple of days to see if they'll double text.
Oh.
Or I'll act upset about something dumb to see if they even notice.
I don't love that.
And I was like, what? So like, and I literally said, wait, so you just, and I said this, and I put like the little smiley face. Crazy smiley face. I said, wait, so you just create drama on purpose? And she goes, no, not drama. Just, I like to see they're really into me. Like one time I told my ex I was thinking about breaking up just to see how he'd react.
That stresses me out.
And if he just accepted it, then I would know he just wasn't serious about me. Like, I just need to know how somebody really wants me, you know? So, and we go on from there. But like, it's odd because last week on the show, we talked to a woman who didn't get a present for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And she wanted to put her husband to a test to basically see if he'd be jealous over a male coworker. If you missed it, it's on the podcast. You can go back and listen to it. But I'm like, wait, is this toxic in relationships?
Yes.
Or wait.
Yes.
Or do all women.
No.
Do you put your man through little test?
No.
To see if he cares? Because in the last 2 weeks, we've had two women now say they either have tested or they've all tested. They've two out of two of these women have tested. Does that, okay, so Charlotte, Is that shady? Is that weird? Because to me, it's like this just seems like it's a red flag.
That's a massive red flag.
Yeah?
Yeah, because like we were saying with the bit last week, the segment, you need to communicate. Like, we are all too old for games. Right. That's absolutely ridiculous.
I was feeling very 22 again for a second.
I mean, I almost respect the fact that she's upfront about it and she warns you that there will be games. Like, at least you know what you're going into. The red flag is being literally shown to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would say...
But you wouldn't test a guy like that.
No.
You would think that'd be like a toxic thing to do.
No, and I would... Because I'd be annoyed if someone did that to me instead of just asking me how I feel.
It's where I'm curious this morning. And you can be honest with us. Do you test your man in your relationships? Or maybe if you're single, if you're dating, do you test men?
Maybe something small, like, is he listening to you? Like, do you remember my favorite food? Even so, that's like straight up.
That's kind of a test though, right?
Right, but it's like...
Not as diabolical as I'm going to break
up. As like
a
fake breakup or like...
It's got me concerned. It's definitely got me concerned this morning. Leah in Pasadena, do you feel like women test their men?
Okay, so I think that maybe yes, when they're emotionally immature.
Go on.
When I was 20 years old and I met my now husband, one of the most profound things I learned in our relationship was that I was a game player.
Oh, okay. This is important. This is important to hear.
So I would do things like, I want to go to the museum and he backs out or kind of shows me that he might not want to go. And then I would say, okay, we're not going.
Right. So because you wanted him to be like, okay, no, fine. We'll go to the museum then or whatever.
Exactly. And this comes from like my family upbringing. I feel like my parents played games with each other.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It was something that was just in me. And then he pointed that out and it was mind blowing.
But wait, tell me this. I mean, so if you say that this has been an issue with you, obviously we've had a couple examples on the show this week. I mean, should every guy just expect for women to play games then and just have to navigate that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So in my marriage, that was the point where it stopped in our relationship.
Because you noticed
I have never really... Exactly. And it's toxic. Like Charlotte said, like, you shouldn't say things that you don't mean. Just ask someone how you feel.
Right. Okay. This is good to hear from a reformed woman that tested her man. It's good to hear. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you.
Do you feel like flirting is cheating? Does it bother you your partner flirts? And I think it kind of maybe depends on where you are in your life cycle of your relationship. Maybe you've been married for a long time and your husband maybe flirts, your wife flirts. You may not feel as threatened, but some of these, man, I'm like, wait a minute. There's a survey out today. They asked a bunch of people in Maryland things, if you found this out that your partner was doing, would you end up splitting with them? We can chat through some of these. Like, for example, if your partner was harmlessly flirting, right? Like, if they, you know, nothing that's like a blatant, like, oh, girl, I'm trying to get with you, or guy, I'm trying to get with you, or whatever. But if there's a harmless flirting, Charlotte, would you end a relationship over that?
I guess it's really hard without knowing more context, but probably not. If it's not...
It seems like it might be okay.
Crossing a crazy line? I mean, are we talking like funny banter or are we talking about like actually suggestive
stuff? And I think
that's
what it is.
That's the line for me, I think.
But listen to this. In this survey they did, 51% of people said they might end a relationship. So that's half of people.
Oh, wow.
Said they might end their relationship over what some may call harmless flirting. Now, again, we could sit here and we could debate all day if it's harmless or not, you know? What about this? Talking to an ex, would you end a relationship over talking to an ex?
Not inherently. I think there's a lot of reasons you might want to talk to an ex. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean you're still hung up on it. It might be it's one of the few people who knew you during a time in your life.
It's true.
Or, you know, shared a memory.
If you got kids with somebody, obviously, like...
Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame, but
I gotta tell
I think
you,
it depends on the intent. What do you think?
I I would really, and y'all know I'm the jealous type. So like, I would struggle. Like, I'm like, what y'all got to chat about? Y'all didn't chat enough during your relationship? Like, aren't we done here? 60% of people in Maryland said they would end their relationship.
I think if they're hiding it, talking to their ex, that would be absolutely reason to do so.
What about this? What if you're, this is, and we're really going to break down, like, is this cheating? Is it not? Reading adult themed books, reading them.
What?
Like,
no.
let's take like 50 Shades of Grey.
No. Okay.
Or any type. Cause now that, what is it called? Like book talk? Is that where it's like,
everyone's really popular.
Yeah. Like, I feel like all these erotic books are getting like popular again. Yeah. Would you end a relationship over that? No, it sounds crazy, right? Even to me, that sounds a little.
I mean, growing up, I had friends whose moms had like massive collections of like those kind of books and like, I think that's like, are you going to shut off every movie that has a, you know, a scene of a type,
adult scene hugging, adult hugging in it? 21% of people say they'd end a relationship if they knew their partner was reading some type of erotic material.
That's
just
weird
reading
to me.
Just
that's
reading
weird
it
to me.
I'll give you one more. Would you care if you found out that your partner danced with someone else? Like, to you, is that cheating or is it not? And you can make up your mind. Let us know too. 410-583-1065. Is it cheating if they're dancing with somebody else?
Are we
else?
Talking choreography or like, is line there room dancing for the Holy Spirit? I think it depends.
Listen, make up your mind on that. But literally 33% of people said they would end a relationship if they found their partner dancing with somebody else. So.
Would you?
It depends on the dance.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.